air. MKR clear. AA1RD clear.
1RD, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo. Mike, you're coming in loud and clear.
I appreciate the signal report. I just was given a shout to KO4ULP. But anyway, I hope your afternoon is going well.
Not what you are doing, ma'am. A1RD, it's Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo. Mike, doing very well, sir. I hope you are having a great day. I am mobile with my wife, headed past Mitchell Road Elementary on the east side of Greenville at present. What happens to be your locale?
Bob, B-O-B, and I'm in Piedmont, just near the border of Powdersville, and enjoying the afternoon, and enjoying the just the beautiful weather. And so I hope you enjoy your time out with your wife, and I'm looking forward to some opportunities with the radio club, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. I think there's a little bit of work we're going to be doing tomorrow, moving some equipment. So that's what's on the deck for me. Anyway, you said your name was Mike?
Your wife wants a bad cock. Bob, my name's Kurt. I'm sorry for not giving you the name. That's Kilo Uniform Romeo Tango Kurt. And I live on the east side of Greenville. And you live in a very nice area, in the Piedmont-Powdersville area. And kudos to you for doing some work with the radio club tomorrow. Looks like we're going to have some prime weather for it. It's a sublime day today, and I'm enjoying it very much.
Well, thank you very much, Kurt. I appreciate it. I hope you and your wife have a good one. I'll say 73s and jump off at this point, but look forward to chatting with you again down the log at some point. Thank you for coming back to me with the signal report. I'll say 73s for now. AA1RD will be clear on your final.
I look forward to you and your wife my log, Kurt. Clear A1RD. Thank you for the QSO. Enjoyed it, and I'll be 73 and clear on your final, and I'll be turning off this radio since we have a pirate on board.
KO4NUE Mobile.
KO4NUE, Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo. Mike, how you doing, Chad?
What's going on, brother? How are you? It's been a while since I've heard from you.
A man with bad knees, no complaints at all. Enjoying the weather, it's a beautiful day. Just checking off some boxes on the punch list with errands, picking up this and that and the other on the east side of Greenville. My friend, how you been?
I guess just enjoying this beautiful weather. I got my little charcoal briquette barbecue thing going outside. Got me some nice cool refreshments. And sitting out enjoying this beautiful weather. And I don't know what else. I don't know if it's getting better than that.
I agree with you, Chad. I think you nailed it, man. You're acing it today. Anytime you've got some side of cap, you can throw on those coals and just kick it back. That's the way to do it. And you're the man to do it. We all look forward to having a good Easter.
How's the radio doing? Have you had any problems with it in the car?
Big Hancock. Speak of, Chad. Still learning a little bit about it. The menu is kind of tricky to try to decipher, you know, what's downloadable from the internet. I mean, it is the official manual. I know you can program it on Chirp, but it's still a little bit involved to program it on Chirp. But I have printed out sort of a cheat sheet I carry with me in the car of all of the 70 centimeter and 2 meter repeater frequencies. I can sort of just hand punch them in and experiment.
Roger that. Well, you just, I hadn't heard from you in a while and was just wondering, you know, if you was, you know, if you was all right or whatnot. But just glad to hear you and hope you're doing well.
Hi, Chad. I appreciate you. I wondered about me. Yeah, just, you know, I just kind of went through a little time there a little bit earlier. Just was submerged for a while, but I've got my periscope back up now and communicating again. So, yeah, I have been listening a good bit, though, so it's good to hear everybody chiming in using the repeater. A couple of new voices on there, which is great. So, you going to go down to the deer camp this weekend?
Oh, no, I'm already here, brother. I'm already here.
I know. You're always one step ahead. Well, that's awesome, man. Maybe we'll get a chance to see that place someday. I'm trying to draw a picture of it in my head right now. Every time you talk about it, I try to add to it. And I take your description of what you're doing, and I'm trying to say, I wonder what that place looks like.
Well, you just come on up anytime you want. Just come up and visit with me for a day or so or whatnot. But, well, listen, bud, it was nice to hear you. I heard you in there and hadn't talked with you in a while. Just want to make sure everything was good with you and all. And sounds like you're doing well. And, you know, sometimes it's okay to pull a periscope down for a little while. But eventually, you know, you gotta get it back up. But ain't nothing wrong with easing it back up, you know what I mean?
Appreciate it, man. You're a friend, and I don't know if you had your ears up the other day, but I was plugging plugging you good the other day, polishing your halo for another member on the board. I think it was Chandler I was talking to. So I got your six partner.
Well, I may need it one day, but right now I think I'm good. But nice to know if I need some help, I can reach out. Well, listen, bud, I'm gonna let you go. KO4RMM and KO4NUE. 73's Kurt, and you be safe, brother. If you need anything from me, give me a holler. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
KO4NUE clear in 73s. This K04RMM clear as well. 73 and out.
Hey, Kurt, why am I fucking taking on the sheets, baby?
KO4HKX, KO4NUE. Patrick, you down in the weeds. Was you calling for me? Over.
Give me just a second. Chad,
I'm here. You on the way home, or are you home?
House is wild, down in the weeds there. Got just a little spot out the driveway. But heading up to Dad's now to work on his truck.
What'd you do today?
Down to Lawrence there to Michelin test track and took care of their tool needs and then drove all the way back home.
Okay. All right. Well, do you have a good day?
Did you get those snake skins and squirrels and acorns and all run out of the rafters of the cabin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got them. I got it all cleaned up. She showed up about 30 minutes ago and came in here and opened the door, and she looked around for a little bit, and she says, oh, she looks pretty good. She says, I'm going to go get some ice. Okay. That sheep suit bag full of acorns I got out of it.
She had to make sure she was going to stay first.
Right, right. I got it figured out.
Taking a break and getting away a little bit, or you got plans to work around there this weekend?
Not really. We're just kind of doing a bunch of nothing, really. And we might straighten up a little bit, but, you know, ain't much straightening up with this place.
Nice little getaway. Nice place to just get away and get away from everybody for a little bit.
It's good for that, but at any rate, what you got on the agenda for the weekend?
Come down in the morning and to the club's moving that radio gear. I was going to try to come down and help out with it if I can get done with my dad's truck this evening.
I rush that. Well, I'm gonna show up in the morning and see if I can help too. I don't know what much I can do, but I don't know. Do you know how much it is? How much there is to move?
I have no idea on that one.
Well, I'll just show up and do what I can do. But right now, I got two T-bones that need some attention, and some peppers and onions and bell peppers, and some nice refreshing beverage. So I will say 73s, brother, and you be safe. And if something changes next weekend, please let me know. KL4NUE, I'll be clear on your final, Patrick.
Chad, as far as I know, we're good for next weekend. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73s, buddy.
KO4NUE, KO4PXB.
KO4PXB. What's up, Mr. Lloyd?
Nothing much, just on the back road getting ready to get on 85. Just thought I'd let you know if you needed some extra attention with those stakes, and let me know the address and I'll help you out.
Do that. Now, there's some attachments that come with it.
There'll be any point in time I can. So, definitely, you know, like I heard you just a while ago, you know I always got your six.
That's that one, but that's okay. How you doing, bud?
And on second thought, since you got food poisoning, hopefully Hannah's helping you with the steaks and other stuff.
What the secret to food poisoning, since I got so sick last week? If you can get the temperature high enough, just kill it. Whatever it is that's growing on it, just kill it. And then you'll be all right. What do you think?
I heard a comedian this morning was talking that he was just now learning to cook, and he said he's following his father's guidelines to come to cooking. He said, just set the stove on 450 and watch it.
Watch it.
Whatever you put in the stove, set the temperature to 450 and just keep watching it from there. When it's done, it's done. That way you don't have to go 350, whatever temperature, just set it on 450 and just watch whatever you're cooking.
I got you. Well, I got my peppers and onions out there. I need to get out there and check on them. You and yours doing okay?
Yeah, like I said, we're going to an estate sale tomorrow in Greenwood, and then on Sunday I'm taking my daughter to the reptile show that's on at the Hilton, or the thing that's on Verde Boulevard in Greenville.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you got a packed weekend there. So, well, listen, bud, I do need to get out there and check my peppers and things. So let me get on, and you be safe on 85. That thing's a mess. I don't see how you do it every day. But you be safe, and tell XYL we said hello, and you be safe, brother. It's KO4NUE 73.
KO4 UNUE, KO4 PXB, please be careful, and I'll be monitoring on the ride home.